I should have felt insulated and safe in the back of the town car. Instead, my heart was pounding like crazy as the driver pulled into the long, circular drive that would bring me to the front of the Rosewood Academy for Academic Excellence, my new home for the next 10 months. The windows of the car were tinted so no one could see in, but as I was in one of several limos, mixed in with Range Rovers, Audis, Mercedes, and other cars of the famous and wealthy, no one really paid attention. Engaging by the chaos on the front lawn of the school campus, registration, moving in, laughing and getting reacquainted, people were too wrapped up in their own stuff to notice a new girl anyway. The new girl. I sighed and gave myself a couple moments to calm my nerves as the driver rolled to a stop at the curb. I took my long brown hair out of the ponytail holder, then second-guessed and put it back in again. Then realized it would look sloppy to have a ponytail, so I took it out one last time. God, Brooklyn, get it together. The driver put the car into park, turned halfway toward me and smiled.
This is it.
Yeah, I said, glancing out at the crowd. There were several tables, including one with a banner that read, "Check-in, come here first." Brilliant. At least that part was sorted. The fitting in and making friends part couldn't possibly be quite so easy.
It will be fine, the driver assured me, as though he was reading my mind and standing in as my father or something, making me feel guilty that I'd forgotten his name already. I hear it's a good school.
I almost snorted at his comment. Rosewood wasn't a good school. Rosewood was the best school. The school governors and celebrities send their kids to. The place where no one asks how much the tuition is because if you send your kid here, you can afford whatever it is and don't care what it costs, as long as your child is getting the best education money can buy. Of course, this isn't what the brochure says. It's what I heard my dad tell my grandmother when he phoned to tell her he was sending me back to the States. He said he didn't feel I was getting a quality education at my last school in London, which is kind of ridiculous because I'm pretty sure the Brits invented proper education, right? Looking up at the big building now, I had seriously mixed feelings. I'd never been a huge fan of the school in London, or maybe being in London altogether, and getting away from my parents was a distinct benefit. They were still there. Probably it would be another year before they would move back to the States, though they promised to come for Christmas. But I knew exactly no one here at this school, and my old friends from before I left the US were states away in Colorado, not exactly close enough to meet up for pizza on the weekend. And anyway, after 2 years away, we probably weren't really friends anymore. We'd become what Mom called Christmas card friends, meaning we caught up like once a year and didn't care for the other 364. At least in London, I had some friends. Not super close ones, but still, friends I'd had to leave behind and would probably never see again, who would also become Christmas card friends. At least I didn't have a boyfriend I had to worry about leaving. No, leaving a boy behind had never been an issue for me. On the contrary, I was pretty much boy repellent. Not that I was ugly or anything. I just wasn't the fun girl or the popular girl. I was the plain girl. Brown hair and eyes, a few freckles across my nose, average build. Not overly smart, not overly pretty. The girl no one noticed. But as I looked out at the crowd consisting of what would be my fellow students, I thought, maybe I could change that. Maybe this would be the opportunity to reinvent myself that I'd been too chicken to take when we moved to London.